everybody, Bill Buckmaster, wishing you a great afternoon as we plow into this Tuesday afternoon with my engineer producer, Ray Allen. Ray looking sharp on the other side of the glass today. It is Tuesday, the 6th of December, 2016. The live line number 790-2040. If you'd like to join us, we're going to go right to the nation's capital and Terry Bracey, our expert on Washington and governmental affairs. Terry has enjoyed a long and distinguished career, beginning as a key aide to Congressman Morris K. Udall. He went on to serve under four presidents of both parties. He's a senior partner in the respected government affairs firm of Bracey, Tucker, Brown, and Valenzano, which represents the city of Tucson and the Central Arizona Project among their very prestigious client list. Terry Bracey, how are you, sir?
Bill, I'm just great. How are you doing?
Doing very well. It's a lovely December afternoon here. Things have finally cooled off in the desert, and so has our basketball team a little bit. But quite honestly, Terry, and I know you follow college basketball, it's pretty much playing toward March these days, isn't it?
Yeah, it takes some teams a long time to get their rhythm. The one time that we won it all with Lute, we had, I think, 9 losses that year.
Oh, yes.
But we went on to win the NCAA tournament. So you really never know. But I've seen these guys a couple games, and they look like they've got a lot of talent, but they don't seem to have their rhythm yet. And, of course, they've had all these injuries, and they're playing shorthanded. So they've got a great coach and a lot of talent, and I expect them to have a good year.
All right, Terry, our listeners would love to hear your opinion on President-elect Trump's cabinet appointments thus far. Why don't you begin with what you think is the best appointment?
Well, okay. The best appointment, I think, is General James Mattis, which will be formally announced tonight to lead the Pentagon as defense secretary. Now, he's a military guy, so there has to be a waiver in Congress to allow a military person who has not been out more than 7 years to go back and head the department. And that may be a problem, but I hope not, because General Mattis is widely respected everywhere. He's respected both as a leader, Marine, leader on the battlefield, and as an intellectual, as a Marine concerned about air support for his troops, he can be expected to keep the A-10 in service until we have a proper replacement, I would guess.
That's good.
Yeah, Mattis is also, he's kind of an ascetic, Bill. He lives alone in retirement, and he's never capitalized on his military contacts to make any money. He's a straight shooter, and he'll represent the military well as defense secretary.
Interesting guy. Says he doesn't watch TV. In fact, not even
right.
Doesn't own a TV. So, from a Tucson perspective, this could be good news, certainly with the A-10.
Well, I think so. I think so.
How about some other good appointments?
Well, I think Elaine Chao at Transportation, I think she'll do a good job as Secretary of Transportation. She once served as deputy secretary of that department and also as labor secretary under George W. Bush. She knows the ropes, and she will be the person counted on to manage the large infrastructure program that President-elect Trump is promising. Tucson and Arizona have a lot of infrastructure needs at the border and, you know, the corridor we're trying to build over by Raytheon and a lot of things. So we're looking forward to dealing with her.
Weren't you a deputy transportation secretary?
I was.
Yeah.
I was way back when, and the department's grown a lot since then, but it's still basic. Transportation department it's not really a very political department. It's what I call an operating department. You've got FAA. We had the Coast Guard then. You've got the Mass Transit Administration. You've got the Highway Administration. So you're running programs.
How about at Treasury?
I like this pick. A lot of my Democratic friends are criticizing it. But Steve Mnuchin, kind of a funny spelling name, but a very, very smart guy. And it's funny how both presidential candidates railed against Goldman Sachs, but in the end, both were dependent upon advice from alumni of that investment bank. Mnuchin is widely respected in the financial and business community. And, Bill, these aren't the old days when a president could put a friend to Treasury. International banking has become so complex that you really need somebody who understands the whole system and understands it in tremendous detail. So he'll be teamed up with the new Commerce Secretary, Wilbur Ross, to help the president put together a trade program. Ross is an octogenarian and a billionaire, and he's viewed as a practical man who believes that America is entangled in bad trade practices, especially regarding China.
This AG, the Attorney General pick, is probably one of the most controversial.
Yeah, I think so, Bill. I think that is a real problem. Senator Sessions, the appointment is Senator Jeff Sessions, and he's a real problem. Particularly for us in the Tucson area, he's the most extreme of 100 members of the Senate. He's the most extreme on the treatment of undocumented workers, and the last person you'd go look for to do a compromise on immigration. I would also be concerned, Bill, I hate to say this, about protections for the LGBT community, since he views anything other than marital sex between a man and a woman to be a perversion. He believes, according to what I've read, that people do not have gay tendencies at birth, and that everybody can be rehabbed and made to be straight. Tucson has a large and influential and very productive gay community, and I hate to see them face somebody like this.
How about Bannon? He's been very controversial, too. Stephen Bannon is President-elect Trump's top White House strategist.
Yeah, a lot of people are concerned about Stephen Bannon. Bannon most recently ran a right-wing newspaper called Breitbart that played on the edges of libel every day and stirred up many fake stories that slandered his opponents. Tucsonans may remember Bannon as a person who was hired by Ed Bass to settle down problems that erupted at the original Biosphere. Tucsonans who worked with him said they had a hot temper and can be quite a bully. And that's not a good temperament for the White House.
How about the changes with our health insurance?
Well, there we get Congressman Tom Price, who is a very knowledgeable guy, a former orthopedic surgeon. And Price is probably the leading critic of Obamacare in the House and also a critic of Medicare. Price is likely to push, I would guess, for many reforms that take the government programs into private insurance markets. So how you feel about them kind of depends upon your views on privatization.
How about the chief of staff, his pick there? Yeah.
Priebus is, he's never been in government, which kind of worries me. It's awfully tough to go in as a rookie. He's worked his way up through the ranks of the Republican Party to become its chair. And apparently, he was tremendously effective at that. Whether that translates to the White House and governance, I don't know.
The Dr. Ben Carson appointment is raising eyebrows.
It's puzzling to me. Dr. Carson is a wonderful man. His views are not aligned with mine by any means, but I do think he's a very good man and a person who thinks deeply about, the important things in life. To put him as a head of one of the toughest bureaucracies in the federal government, I just don't understand it. I don't see how he could succeed.
All right, Terry Bracey, we're out of time, but you don't see any blockage of any of these picks because of the way the Republicans control Congress, basically.
Well, they could be potentially blocked in the Senate, but I think most, if not all, will get through. I think there will be a bit of a dust-up on the question of whether we should have a military person running the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm.
And as I say, that will take a waiver. The last military person who ran the Pentagon was General George Marshall.
That's
right.
You can
believe it's that far back.
Terry,
so it's been a long time.
Terry, thank you very much. We appreciate your opinions. Thanks a lot for being with us.
Have a great week, everybody.
Thanks a lot. Bye. Terry Bracey, who is our Washington, D.C. contributor. The Buckmaster Show wants to thank Green Things. What a beautiful job they have done over on 13 acres, 3384 East River Road. If you're looking for beautiful poinsettias, they have just greenhouse after greenhouse, waves of color. And some of these plants are huge, like 3 and 4 feet tall. In fact, I've got one in my living room at home that's almost 4 feet. So it's like a poinsettia Christmas tree right there for you at Green Things, just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, just west of Brandy Fenton Park. Go to greenthingsaz.com. Shelley Fishman, he's next. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Traveling is more than just the flight. It's the whole experience. In money saved, in time saved. And with almost 60 flights a day taking off from Tucson International Airport nonstop to San Diego, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Oakland, San Francisco, Salt Lake City, Denver, Portland, Seattle, Dallas, Houston, Minneapolis, Chicago, Atlanta, New York, and easy one-stop connections to hundreds of destinations around the world, you can get there from here. Travel smart. Travel TUS and flytucson.com. It's the way to go.
The Regional Transportation Authority funds new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The RTA's 20-year plan also includes roadway improvement projects and expanded transit services to provide added convenience and accessibility. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region a better place to live, work, and play. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. You'll read stories from around the world ignored by the mainstream media. Stories from the Gatestone Institute, the Washington Free Beacon, the Washington Times News Service, and other great outlets. It is world news from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Hi, Suzanne Miller from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona, here to remind you to start with trust. and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you will find a business you can trust. Whether you need a product or service from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
Experience the best of the Canadian Rocky Mountains with the rail journey on Rocky Mountaineer. You'll travel alongside the powerful Kicking Horse River and pass by monumental landmarks from the early days of the National Railway. On this legendary route, you'll see postcard images around each bend, including stays in picturesque Lake Louise, with scenic tours of Jasper National Park, and much more. Contact Bon Voyage Travel to plan your Rocky Mountaineer rail journey today. Bon Voyage Travel, your travel experts.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
My recommendation would be Shelley Fishman, certified financial planner. That's the guy I would suggest and do suggest when people are looking for a fine financial planner. Hello, Mr. Fishman.
Ebbene, buongiorno.
Well, the Italy situation hasn't really shaken up our markets too much.
No, so we've actually kind of shrugged it off. It's just another Italian prime minister hits the dirt.
And they've had dozens since, maybe the last 60 or 70 years.
Almost one a year since they threw out the king.
Mm-hmm. Let's go right to the live line. Tom has called us at 790-2040, and he would like to address the subject of oil. Hello,
hi, Tom.
Shelley, in the next 12 months, will oil go over $60 a barrel?
Hmm. So, great question, Tom. My crystal ball is a little fuzzy, so I'm not going to make an absolute prediction, but I could tell you that there is serious concern or a serious belief that the OPEC deal that was announced last week doesn't have legs, and as a result, the production of oil will not slow down the way OPEC would like to see it slow down. That said, there's nothing to indicate that the demand for oil in the next 12 months will be in any way mitigated. So the things that I'm reading, and there's a bunch of it, and you can read today several Market Watch and other articles as well, indicate that there's a very good likelihood that oil could spike at 60 or even higher in the next year. So it's a great question, very timely. Thank you for that.
Where are we at with the oil right now?
About 52 in New York.
That's a huge change from where we were a couple of months ago.
Yeah, we've been as low as 30, and there was some thinking that if OPEC didn't arrive at a deal, that the overproduction of oil could drive the price down. But most of the thinking, again, that I've been reading today gets us back to the mid-50s for the foreseeable future, and it could go higher if there's the belief that it will go higher. And so what could happen is governments and government-sponsored organizations would start stocking up, and that could bring the price up.
And again, there were concerns that oil would be going down to around $20
yes.
a barrel.
Yes.
There were actually some predictions of that
sure.
6-8 months
right.
ago.
And at $40, a lot of the shale production in the U.S. becomes profitable.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in profitable territory. A lot of the companies that were on the verge or even had declared Chapter 11 or Chapter 9 or Chapter 7, these drilling companies could reopen those wells.
So that is good news.
For those people.
For those
who,
people. But yeah, I wonder about how is
produce,
it, how does it affect the American business community?
Well, if we become a net exporter of oil rather than a net importer of oil, theoretically that's good for the economy and for the balance of payments.
You have studied oil at a time in a past time in your career.
Yeah, I actually took my doctoral work in petroleum economics.
It's a very volatile field, right?
Very volatile and very changing. Mm-hmm. I never total disclosure. I never did finish that PhD because I got promoted to manage the oil business for AT&T.
Really?
And wrote a couple of books for AT&T on the oil business and the use of telecommunications in the oil business at the time.
You know, when OPEC got together there for their and it really it's price fixing, isn't it?
It's price fixing.
Let's call it
a cartel.
What it is.
Is what
cartel,
it is.
And of course, I guess they're technically it's illegal, but it is what it is, right?
Well, it's illegal in many of the countries that it does business, but it's an international cartel. What it's composed of, however, is a lot of rogue states who can't be trusted, you know, outside of the rooms that they're negotiating in. So, you know, they'll agree to hold production down, and then they'll, you know, just forget about those agreements. And within a couple of weeks, they're producing at the levels that they feel are in their own best self-interest.
The production level that they did agree on on the surface, Shelley, it seems very small.
It seems
like
small
an
and yeah,
incredibly small cut,
and it represents significant cutbacks from where we are today. I don't think that's going to happen, Bill. If it does, then you could see the price of oil rise. But again, I think that what we're going to see is oil in the mid 50s, and we're going to see no shortages, and with the lack of certainty about the Paris agreements and where we go with controlling fossil fuels, it's just unclear what the demand for oil over the next decade is going to be.
How about fine-tuning our portfolios as we get to the end of the year? Should the bond allocation change a little bit? Should there be less exposure in emerging markets? What are you seeing?
I have not been this uncertain about what we're seeing in terms of where the markets are going, I think at any time since I've been in this profession.
Wow.
Normally, you would begin to fear two things that could happen simultaneously. One is a correction after this eight-year bull market. We're due for a big correction, but there's no signs that that's going to happen. The other thing is, we've had so much stimulus in the world from central banks that the threat of inflation and rising interest rates, you know, at some point, the people who have been talking about interest rates going up because of all this stimulus, at some point, they're going to be right. Now, you know, at some point, we're all dead. But when does that happen? Does it happen this year? Does it happen next year? Is the excess spending on infrastructure that we're being told to expect from the Trump administration, is that going to cause interest rates to go up? Is the tax cuts that we're being promised, will that begin to normalize interest rates? And if it does, that's going to affect bonds and bond yields. So we have the combination of so much uncertainty in the future that it is very, very difficult to really set a course that you can feel is the right course for a future that is the most likely future, because it's impossible to say what that future really is. So, you know, if I'm sounding uncertain, it's because I really am. And so I go back to the basics. I go back to the textbook that says, based upon your propensity to accept risk in the portfolio and based upon your age and, you know, risk tolerance, that you should keep your portfolio balanced toward those models. And maybe if you think for the next 8, 10, 12 months or so, we are going to have good performance from equity assets, allocate a little bit more strongly with high quality equity assets. That would be anything in, say, the S&P 500 or maybe the S&P 100.
The November statements are going to look pretty good, aren't they?
November statements are going to look great. Year-to-date statements are going to look pretty good as well.
What's percentage-wise? Where are we right
you
now.
Know, I haven't worked it out, but I think we're at about 14 or 15% on the Dow.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I think it's a good performance. We're close to 20,000, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So on the Dow, S&P is also doing well. NASDAQ has taken some hits but has then come roaring back. The stock market performance is just outrunning everybody's predictions as to what it would be by the end of the year. Now, you know, the year isn't over. December is still continuing. I just think that profit fundamentals are good. The economy is good. We've got unemployment at 4.6%. We had a not good balance of payments report this week. But at the same time, we had very good reports in other areas. Looks like the gross domestic product is not been revised downward as some people thought it would be. Last one was 3.2%. That's going to hold. Mm-hmm. So we could come very, very near a 3% GDP increase for the year. That's good economy. Now, look, there are people who are not benefiting from that economy, and those people have to be addressed.
Right.
Those needs need to be addressed. But when you take a look at macro indicators on the economy, this is one of the healthiest economies we've had in a very, very long time.
All right. I certainly recommend take a look at BuckmasterShow.com. And there is a link to certified financial planner Shelly Fishman. Shelly, I hope you have a great week.
You too, Bill.
Thanks a lot. We're going to talk about the Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl. Some very good news about that matchup. We'll talk about that as we continue on Buckmaster right after this.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelly Fishman, CFP, is an LPL financial planner. Shelly can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shellyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kevin Lehman. You know, I've written 36 books. One of my best, I think, is Have a New Kid by Friday. Hit the New York Times bestseller list. Maybe you'd like a new home by Friday. Maybe you're driven up the wall by bugs and the pests that Tucson, Arizona has. Hey, do yourself a favor. Call my friend Shelby Hawkins at 5-Star Termite and Pest Control.
We're 5-Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
Food for the hungry, help for struggling families, and support for the aging. Every day, Interfaith Community Services helps people in need achieve stable, healthy, and independent lives. Hi, I'm Daniel Stelzfus, CEO at ICS. You can help and get a dollar-for-dollar tax credit when you donate to ICS with the Arizona Charitable Tax Credit. Reduce your state taxes up to $800 for a couple or $400 for singles. To donate, go to icstucson.org or call 297-6049. Your help will bring hope and change lives.
Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Wednesday at noon, we'll visit with the Buckmaster Show health contributor. She is Dr. Victoria Mazes. Dr. Mazes is the executive director of the University of Arizona-based Center for Integrative Medicine. Buckmaster is on AM 1030, Tucson's Voice, KVOI. We've got worldwide live streaming podcasts and our show archive on my website, buckmastershow.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion presented by our friends over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. What a beautiful portion of the southwestern United States, including the Gila National Forest and Wilderness. Beautiful scenic drives. There's great birding opportunities. All the birds from up north have come down for the winter. They're not stupid. They're here for the winter and enjoying it. And of course, you can go hiking. Check out southwestnewmexico.org. The full listing of places to stay and the many things to do. It's only 3 hours east of Tucson. Let's go now on the live line to Ali Farhang. He is the founder of the Nova Home Loans 2016 Arizona Bowl. Ali, how are you?
I'm great, Bill. Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing well, and I want to send kudos your way. I think this is a huge get, and I wrote about it on Facebook for you and your team to get the Air Force Academy. I mean, look it, we've got Davis Mountain here, a lot of Air Force veterans. This is a huge boost to the second year for this bowl.
Well, thank you, Bill, and I couldn't agree with you more. You know, when the game was in the conceptual stage and we were thinking about it, and when we were lucky enough to make a relationship with the Mountain West Conference, frankly, the Air Force Academy was definitely on our mind. And to have them here at 9-3 in our second year of existence is just phenomenal.
Yeah, they're a 9-3 ball club, a good ball club, and they'll play a competitive team from down south, the South Alabama University, a 6-6 team. I believe they're the Jaguars. It'll be a competitive game, won't it, Ali?
You know, as one of my many hats I wear is as a high school football coach at South Point, and from a pure football perspective, this is going to be a great football game. A testament to the Sun Belt and to South Alabama is that they not only beat Mississippi State at Mississippi State in their first game of the year, but they actually beat San Diego State, the Mountain West champion this year. So Coach Calhoun from the Air Force Academy has acknowledged how good, how well coached, and how many good players South Alabama has, and everybody knows how good Air Force is. In fact, if not for a few bad bounces of the ball, arguably Air Force Academy is the best team in the Mountain West.
This is very good for Tucson. The Copper Bowl was here, and I was very disappointed when it went away. I think there's no reason why Tucson, Arizona, with our great weather, Ali, should not have a bowl. We have a bowl. We're moving forward. And I like the start time at 3:30 in the afternoon.
Well, first of all, thank you, Bill, and I think I need to get you on a promotional tour because so far everything you're saying is fantastic. You know, last year we really made a point. I mean, many of us didn't even really watch the game last year. We just went around saying thank you to everybody that was there because it was quite an endeavor to put that game together last year in essentially 90 days.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to thank the fans and the people that supported the game and the event itself. And one of the things that we heard was, and we felt it, is, you know, one of the biggest selling points of our community, other than its people, is this great weather.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no reason why we shouldn't have a game when the sun is out. So because of the mechanics of how we've taken ownership of the bowl, we could basically name our time and date.
Mm-hmm.
So we put it on a Friday on December 30th, and, you know, everybody can start tailgating about 11 o'clock, 10:30, even earlier, depending on how tough you are, and get ready for a great game. It kickoffs at 3:30. So there's a number of events throughout the week. You know, this is one of those things that is people should know that, unlike past circumstances, this game is owned by us, and this game is for us. The proceeds go to charities locally, and the Touchdown for Tucson group is the one that owns it, comprised of all local executive board members, and it's a local nonprofit. So, you know, this is really about us to display and to the whole world, really. The best of Tucson is for a chance for us as neighbors and friends to get together and kind of revel in what we're about and what great weather we have and, you know, all the positives of our community together and then show everybody else on TV.
And this is a bowl that's going to be around because of those local connections. This is a bowl that's going to be firmly planted in our community. The tickets and the TV info probably go to the Nova, what would you suggest, NovaArizonaBowl.com?
Exactly, NovaArizonaBowl.com. You can call the office number, which is AZBowl1 is the phone number. There's so many things to do that week. You know, Air Force is coming in on Christmas Day, and they're not leaving until December 31st.
Good.
South Alabama will be here on the 27th through the 31st. You know, New Year's Eve is really coming early to Tucson this year. So whether it's the, you know, Barrio Brewing downtown block party on Thursday, December 29th, or the Desert Diamond Casino Tailgate Festival, where we'll have a Nacho, N-A-C-H-O, average tailgate contest and party. And by the way, for people that are closer to my age, the Gin Blossoms, everybody knows who the Gin Blossoms are around my age, they will be performing pregame at the Tailgate Festival.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a big week of partying. We're going to have a good time together.
Is there going to be a special band at halftime? Last year, you scored pretty big in that area.
Yeah, we really liked Los Lobos at halftime last year.
Right.
But honestly, Bill, I'm expecting us to fill those seats this year. Expecting with a year of preparation and getting a game under our belt where maybe some people are a little bit cynical of whether or not we could pull it off. Now that we did, we're going to fill those seats. We're going to fill Arizona Stadium on December 30th. So the band, the Gin Blossoms, is the band that we got for this year, and we're going to have them perform pregame.
All right. How was your trip to Laramie, Wyoming to seal the deal? It's kind of hard to get to Laramie, isn't it?
Well, yeah. We flew into Denver, rented a car, drove straight to Laramie, and met with the commissioner and some officials from different schools.
Put it all together.
Our trip to Laramie was great. We have a really good matchup. So
yeah,
I guess that's all I'll say about that. It was a very productive. It's always good to be face-to-face with your partners. And it turned out to be a pretty good game between Wyoming and San Diego State, too. So it was a win-win all around.
Well, I really appreciate what you've done, and this is going to be a great event. Thank you so much, Ollie.
Bill, thank you for having me, and thank you for all your support.
Thank you very much. Ollie Farhang, the founder of the Arizona Bowl, the 2016 Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl. And for ticket information, TV information, all about the teams, Air Force 9-3, South Alabama 6-6, go to NovaArizonaBowl.com.
Did you know that this year you can give more charitable tax credit dollars than ever before? And claim a dollar-for-dollar credit on your Arizona state taxes. The Arizona Charitable Tax Credit Coalition, a group of 31 local charities, encourages you to put your state tax dollars to work in our community. It's easy. Feel good when you give at givelocalkeeplocal.org. That's givelocalkeeplocal.org.
Enjoy the most magical time of the year with friends and family at Tohono O'Toole's annual Holiday Nights. Listen to musical performances as you stroll through the gardens decked with over a million twinkling lights. Holiday Nights takes place the first three Fridays and Saturdays in December from 5:30 to 8:30. Shop local this holiday season. Our museum shops are full of local art and unique gifts, including annual memberships to Tohono O'Toole. Tickets and event information are available at tohonoochule.org/holidaynights.
The excitement is building for the grand opening in early 2017 for the Twisted Tandoor. The legendary Indian food truck will now have a permanent brick-and-mortar home at Swan and Camp Lowell Drive. The menu will be an expansion of the Indian classic offerings from the original Twisted Tandoor food truck. The Twisted Tandoor, coming in early 2017 at 4660 East Camp Lowell Drive.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Traveling is more than just the flight. It's the whole experience. In money saved, in time saved. Almost 60 flights take off every day from Tucson International Airport and announcing the newest destination, New York.
American Airlines, now boarding nonstop to JFK.
Daily nonstop service to New York starts October 7th with connections across the Atlantic and throughout the Northeast. Now with 18 nonstop destinations from Tucson, you can get there from here. Travel smart. Travel TUS and flytucson.com. It's the way to go.
This year, the Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 10 years of delivering projects across our region. More than 755 multimodal projects help you reach your destinations. By delivering both mobility and economic benefits to communities throughout Pima County, the RTA unquestionably makes a difference in our region. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593. This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. We are here on AM 1030 KVOI, and we live stream the show, also known as AKA Worldwide Live Listening, at KVOI.com and on my website, BuckmasterShow.com. And once a month, we are delighted to have Dr. Ray Woosley with us. Dr. Woosley is the Buckmaster Show contributor on really health medications and how to take control of your health care. It's our Your Meds segment. Dr. Woosley is the former University of Arizona College of Medicine dean, founder, and now president of the Tucson-based Critical Path Institute. He is president emeritus there at CPATH. Dr. Woosley's latest creation has been a very big success. It's called Credible Meds, and it's one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medication. You can visit, and we urge you to do so, the Credible Meds website at crediblemeds.org. Dr. Woosley, good to see you.
You too, Bill. Good to be with you.
And if someone is prescribed an antibiotic and maybe they don't are wondering, should I take it or not, you can also go to Credible Meds to find out what you're going to be taking and what you're going to be putting in your mouth.
And a lot of us do. Antibiotics are some of the most commonly taken medicines, and they have saved millions, if not billions, of lives since they were discovered. And we're still learning about them every day, though.
Is it a myth, though, that they've only been around, really, that they are a product of just the 20th century?
Well, that's the myth that we were all taught, that in the 30s, the first antibiotics, the sulfa drugs, were made. And then that started the antibiotic revolution. But science is finding out that there's a lot we didn't know about that, that actually nature, 2.5 billion years ago, was in all that soup, creating all the antibiotics that we have today, plus billions of others, because the microbes were at war with each other, and they would develop antibiotics to kill each other, and they developed antibiotic resistance to all those. So all this stuff that's going on in us today has been going on in bacteria for years. So what it really changes the whole way you think about antibiotics.
So are you saying some of our bacteria that is in us can trace their lineage and their heritage back 2.5 billion years ago?
That's exactly what they found. They went into a cave, Carlsbad Caverns, not too far from here.
Oh, yeah.
And to a part that humans had never been in and never been exposed to the outside for millions of years. And they found all the antibiotic resistance that we have today. And they found all the things that kill the microbes today. So it's been going on a long time. We're latecomers to this scenario, and we've got a lot to learn from it. What it means is the way we approach antibiotics is really different, that resistance is already out there in all these bugs, and we are not going to make resistance worse, but we will make it come on sooner. And that really changes the way it means you need to use antibiotics, but don't use them when, and we've said this forever, but it really changes the value proposition, if you will. It means that if you overuse antibiotics, treating viruses, for example, and that half of the time is the case. And in Arizona, half of the Valley Fever cases are given antibiotics when they should be given antifungal drugs.
I mean, think about penicillin, which I guess came on then shortly after the sulfa drug synthesized in 1931.
Right.
People would die routinely, Dr. Woosley, of infection.
Simple infections, tonsils, ear infections. After delivering a baby, women would have infections that would kill them. So it was there have truly been millions and millions of lives saved by these. And I guess the other message is all these bugs out there exist, and they have resistance to everything we've got now and everything we're going to develop. So we need to use these medicines safely and be prepared to move on and never stop developing new antibiotics, because they're going to become resistant. So resistance is a fact.
We have heard forever that inappropriate antibiotic use causes the development of the resistance.
And that's not true. And that's what these studies in the caves found. The resistance is already there. Using overuse of antibiotics just makes it come out sooner. So what it says is, don't use antibiotics because all you're going to get are don't use antibiotics for viral infections or things when they can't work, because all you're going to get is earlier resistance. You're going to wipe out all the bugs, so only the resistant ones are around. And you'll only have the side effects. So you won't get any of the value of these potentially life-saving drugs because you don't need them.
790-2040, if you have a question about antibiotics, Dr. Woosley would love to hear from you. Are there some certain things that, as a patient, we should remember when we go in for our 5 to 10 minute, usually, visit with our physician?
Absolutely. And, you know, there have been a lot of surveys, and I've talked to my physician colleagues, and I've had the same experience. Somebody calls up or comes in and says, "Doc, I need you to phone in a prescription for an antibiotic."
Yeah, I'm feeling horrible. Yeah. It feels like I'm all stuffed up.
And I've already made the diagnosis.
Yeah, right. I already figured out it's viral. How do you know it's viral? You don't.
Well,
you don't know.
Most sinus infections and upper respiratory infections are viral.
So the vast majority would be viral. Right. It would be a small group that would be bacterial, where an antibiotic would be appropriate.
Exactly. And so the bottom line is, don't force your doctor into doing something they don't want to do.
They want to be liked,
and they want to make you happy. And they often, and we've all done it, we've prescribed medicines when we shouldn't have, and antibiotics
keep
very
the patient,
commonly.
Keep the patient happy, keep peace in the family. Let's go to the live line. Got a couple of calls. I think we're going to take Ingrid first. Hey, Ingrid, how are you?
Hi. I don't know what I just missed. I was speaking to your screener. Can you say why people are being given antibiotics instead of the antifungals that you spoke about earlier? I'll hang up and listen.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
I was talking about Valley Fever there, and John Galgiani, who runs the Valley Fever Center of Excellence here in Tucson, is the expert on it, and he has told me that the data indicate that about half of the people who have Valley Fever when they're first diagnosed are given a course of very expensive antibiotics.
Wow.
And it's because they've got an infection, they've got a what looks like a pneumonia, mm-hmm. and they don't have the culture results back. So I think in this part of the country, it's really important for physicians and patients to be aware that Valley Fever could be the cause of your pneumonia.
David is next at 790-2040. Hey, David.
Hi, I just wanted to real quick talk about, or have you talk about, antibiotics given to cattle and other animals for human consumption and how that is a bad thing.
Okay.
Very good point. That is, you know,
a lot of them are heavily dosed up, aren't they,
the animals? It's in their food. And the bottom line is they found that if you put antibiotics in the food, the animals are bigger and have more to sell. The farmers have more to sell. So, yes, that's not a good thing to do. Mm-hmm. It creates more resistance earlier, and it doesn't get into our systems. But what it does to the environment is what is really critical.
All right. Next up is Gloria at 790-2040. Gloria, you're with Dr. Woosley.
Hi. If I start itching really badly after taking an antibiotic, should I stop taking it? But it says you have to take the whole course.
Mm-hmm. Good point. Yeah, if you start itching and you're having a rash, you need to contact your physician right away and not take it until you've talked to them and worked out, is this the medicine causing this? Because if you do continue it, that rash can get much worse. And there are some very bad, these rashes can develop into what's called toxic epidermal necrolysis.
Oh, boy.
And that sounds bad, and it is bad. It's like a third-degree burn on your body.
Gloria, get to your physician to get that checked out, please, immediately. And some of these antibiotics, Dr. Woosley, please, folks, be careful because the side effects.
Exactly.
Diarrhea, certainly, for one.
That's a very good point, Bill, because if you develop diarrhea, that means that you've wiped out your normal flora.
It's just going right through you.
Exactly. And there's something called C. difficile.
Too much information, Ray says. I know.
Yeah.
Go ahead. All right.
Yeah, this can
no,
get
go
little
ahead. Gross. Go ahead.
But contact your physician if you have any change in your condition, especially diarrhea. If you have a rash, as we talked about, if you start having palpitations or dizziness, because some of these antibiotics, even common ones like erythromycin, azithromycin, they can cause heart arrhythmias.
And if you have an arrhythmia, like many people do, be careful too, because it can make it worse.
Exactly.
So be careful. And check out CredibleMeds.org. Type in the name of the antibiotic and you get the whole picture.
Exactly. We have what we call Med Safety Scan, and you can get information. Keep your med list on our website if you want to, and we'll alert you when new information comes out.
Great session today, Dr. Woosley. Thank you, and I hope you and yours have a wonderful Christmas season.
You too, Bill.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Coming up this afternoon, Mic Check with Mike Shaw and Ray Allen from 4 to 5. Wake Up Tucson, 6 to 9. Talking Culture, one of our new shows, local shows, 6 to 9. No, 6 to 9, Wake Up, and then 9 to 10, Talking Culture. Me, Bill Buckmaster, back with Ray Allen tomorrow at 12:04. Until then, have a great afternoon and evening.